Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Terrell from Terrell03.com. Today is Wednesday. It's May 24th, 2023. It's 11:41 a.m. Central Time here in the Ozarks. And looking at the email, at the website email, then a number of you are protecting yourself. You're doing what I procrastinated and didn't do all last year. And I feel so much better knowing that surge happens, electromagnetic pulse happens. A vehicle should protect at least one vehicle, protect your house, and any backup power systems that you have. That's precisely what I've got going on here. And I was out in the garden this morning. The realization dawned. After hacking on the ladies, they were talking, just showing you the video, and they were talking about how dry everything is and chemtrailing and all that. And then it dawned on me that I need more, I probably need to put more soaker hoses in and have to be out there in the morning and in the evening and make sure that the garden's getting enough water right now. It seems to have plenty of nutrients. A little more spraying to do. I'll do my best to get you some pictures. Plants are growing up a little bit. I'll try to get you some pictures. Numbers come in from my partner, New. And here they are. So we're looking for two of the six magnitude earthquakes, and we got two. So you see two kind of recurring number here. Two's the average. And that's what we got, even though we only had 1.7. And last 9 years for week 12, that ended Saturday night at midnight, UTC. We're in week 13 right now. And if the black star... if we pass between the black star on May the 29th as expected, then you're going to see some strange things happening. I'm going to have to add a week to the 2022 Earth orbit cycle, which if I did the math, looked forward, projected forward, then that's what I would have done already. But we'll see. 58 of the five magnitude earthquakes. 58, it was the high watermark for the last decade. We didn't have a number bigger than 58 for the five magnitude earthquakes until we reached outside orbital position. I believe it was 2020, whenever everything started going crazy town. The unzipping phenomenon started. We got up into the hundreds after that. 58. You can see the biggest number here was 32. We haven't been out of the 20s for the last 6 years. Haven't even reached 30. All of a sudden, pow! Loyalty Islands. The bulging of the head of the octopus, of the superplume, is happening. It's been happening all year long, which you can see. And look at these quakes. Vanuatu, Indonesia. All of these quakes are in the origination zone except for these two here. You get a full report tomorrow. You can see there's a pattern here with the 300s. I'm going to have to go tomorrow when I'm doing your report. I'm going to go back in time and see how long it's been since we've had 4 weeks in a row. We might have to go back to 2020 for that to have happened. Three, four years ago, three in a row. See more and more red values as we're coming closer and closer to the black star. Then give you a little look. The origination zone, things are happening. 6.2 just struck this morning. 6.1 struck yesterday. Two sixes right here in the origination zone. And this 5.5 is kind of an odd quake. Generally, this quarter two here is open. There's nothing here along with quarter four. There's usually nothing here because all the horn formations get stuck in the up position. And these, if you go back, for each year you go back, this quake would strike further and further north. It'd be right along this line right here. And with each year they go, they're getting closer and closer, converging on, like you see here, converging on Antarctica because the superplume has pushed now in the Earth Mantle transition zone to push to the entire transition zone. So there's nowhere else for it to grow. It's filling the entire zone, which is causing outward pressure pressure to push, 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 push on the tectonic plates, pushing those horn formations tighter and higher and higher and higher. And when I show you the diagrams tomorrow, you'll be able to see why the heat is pushing higher and higher and causing that lightweight magma to effervesce and push up against the crust and causing strange things to happen. The Earth is responding differently as the black star is getting closer and closer. You get a full report tomorrow on the Earth changes. This report shouldn't take too long. The debt ceiling impasse. And I pulled up the links last second to see if anything might be happening. The markets are getting edgy. You can see there's likely going to be a drop in the Dow by the time we get there. And I expect that whenever they do come up with something, whatever that something is going to cause things to get worse. But the market's going to respond as if it's going to make things better. It's going to take them to realize what's really going on here. So we're going to be on the path to, can't say we're on the path to hyperinflation yet, but that's what's going to happen after they compromise and they raise the debt ceiling. And we'll see how jittery the world is, how closer we are to Project Sandman being executed when we get on the other side of what's about to happen. Lots of people are looking at a collapse coming in the next week to 2 weeks. So this is where the eyes are right now. This is a big threat that affects your ability to prepare. Because whenever this implosion, whenever I officially come on and say, okay, guys, the collapse is happening. Because we're still in the contagion phase of this cycle that we're going through. The media, the narrative, is being manipulated. And it looks, just looking at the Dow, using that as a barometer, it looks like people are getting scared. They're afraid that we're near a top. And then the selling happens, and if something doesn't happen with this, then, the United States is done either way. Are they going to kick the can down the road a little further and give this a little more time before we actually get into the collapse phase? That's what we're about to find out. If they're strategically working with China, working with Russia and BRICS, and the new world reserve currency, dollars is going to collapse and become worthless. And they're all the leaders of the world are working together against us. Against the people of the world. That's a summation of the way things that really, really are. So this is a show. This is puppets on a stage. And we can tell by the words they use how they're being manipulated, the strings, how the strings are being pulled. And what I'm looking for is evidence to show that the House of Rothschild is ready to collapse the whole system. That's the way a lot of people think. That's what I'm preparing for, getting the things that I need. There are reports that I'm going to show you where the supply chain is really, really being affected more than people realize. Car parts. I know it sounds crazy. Parts for cars. It's affect the supply chain. That's like a barometer. Telling you the other things are about to get really, really bad too. So there's an insurance guy that's reporting issues with the supply chain and people not able to get parts. And that affects the car that's in the shop and then the rentals that go along with that. How long they're going to pay for the rentals? How long is before you can get the parts? Some people are talking about, we can't get this part for a year. So the longer this takes. And there's some people that think we're already past a point of no returns as far as some of the bills are not going to be able to be paid. And especially if something doesn't happen by this Friday. So they have till tomorrow and Friday to get something done. Because even if they get something done on Friday and go away for the weekend, the time that's required to get everything done so that the bills can be paid can push them beyond June the 1st. And there's talk about, we can make it till the 10th, we can make it till the 15th, some people are saying we're not even going to make it till the 1st. So we'll see. A lot of jitters. Well, the key is get the things that you need on the road as fast as possible, so that whenever we get locked down again, that you have what you need to be as self-sufficient as possible for as long as possible, so that we can hunker down and the whole world around us gets led off to the FEMA camps. And we keep answering the call, is everything okay? Do you need to come with us? Because we have room down in the FEMA camp. And that we can say, we're good. Well, there's no power. What are you doing? We're good. We have generator. We have, without giving away too much information, then we're letting them know that we're okay, and then they end up taking all the neighbors. And the idea is to stay out of the way. And God's going to intervene at the darkest hour. It's going to get dark and desperate and dire. We're all going to be tested. So identify your threats, create your contingencies, execute those plans on time so you're ready to hold out for as long as possible. Hopefully, working with survival group members, hopefully in a red state in the center part of the country, away from the big blue cities. Then China offers Russia firm support in core interests, and that's you can see the strings. These are puppets. Russia and China have been working together for 20 years, putting the BRICS alliance together. And when you read these articles, it's like they just started working together, like since the war. When you read the article, say, especially since the war, you know, with the war going, they're getting tighter and tighter and tighter. And for the last 2 or 3 years, no, it's been going on for the last 2 decades. What's about to happen has been planned. Iran, Indonesia boost trade, look to promote exchange in national currencies, bypassing the U.S. dollar. Zimbabwe sees Russia as crucial partner. More and more nations are saying the same thing. Russia and China and BRICS. Then this could be the top related story. This could be the top story right here. The biological weapon threat. Karen Kingston's intentions are good. The thing is, this is like news at Fox News. Whenever Tucker Carlson, of course he ain't there yet, he's not there anymore, but whenever the anchors at Fox News, whenever they're giving you the story about what's really going wrong with it, it's way too late, way too late. So this is the type of thing that needed to go out 2 years ago. Calls for law enforcement to confiscate all COVID vaccine bioweapons before more people are harmed. What's the problem with this picture? I hate the rain on the parade. Problem is, if you're listening to Dr. Anna, she's working with the doctors around the world, the labs, testing the blood. Everybody's been transfected. Those of you that aren't on your nanosilver, you've been transfected. You're infected with aerial strains of the biological weapon that will kill you, just that. It just takes some time. And you've been transfected, and you are transfecting everything in your environment. It's too late. You can confiscate all of everything to do with the vax. Every vial, everything. Take it away. Everybody's still transfected. It's too late. This is controlled resistance operation in full swing right here, trying to give doses. David and I, another supporter, David from Oklahoma, we're trading emails back and forth, and we made it to the hopium topic, and he writes back, he goes, yes, that's the problem, isn't it? This is a hopium story that they hope will get you hooked and addicted to the white night that's going to come along and save everything. Some people think that's Trump. Some people think it's, you know, the legal system. There is no white knight. They're all bad guys. We're surrounded by bad guys. It's the system. The entire system is corrupt, and the entire system is trying to kill us. It's doing everything it can do to kill us. Stay on your nanosilver and your sodium borate. Make sure you have plenty. You saw the warnings yesterday about the mails not delivering to certain places. That's just that list is going to continue to get longer and longer. And on the other side of this collapse that's coming, think about what that means. As long as the stock market's kind of up there, price of silver is being manipulated down. $1 trillion was just spent to keep the price of silver down, to push it off of 26 where the support is. Push it down. Now it's 23 something. Buy, buy, buy. Those of you who have the resources. On the other side of that, whenever I log on and this is Daryl03.com, the collapse has started. Whenever I say that, it could be that we have a week or two to get deliveries. Think about what that means whenever this default thingy, systematic destruction. I'm not talking about the biological weapons and the mass destruction. I'm talking about the economic destruction. And then whenever the United States gets downgraded and the interest payments have to go up on the national debt into the billions and then the trillions, it's already in the billions, those debts aren't going to be able to be met. And then suddenly we're not the World Reserve Currency, Project Sandman. And then our military is destroyed. Navy carriers, the fleets, and we've exhausted our supplies. We have no oil reserves. We're done. And the day comes whenever the government cannot pay the mail carriers, and UPS can't. The entire system collapses, and what you got is what you got. Can't stress that enough. Prepare for the worst case scenario, and hope for the best. So I'm sorry, Karen Kingston is one of my favorites, you guys know that. This message that she's putting out there, number one, calls for law enforcement to confiscate. There's no authority here. Like any one of us going to stand up and say, oh, yeah, law enforcement, you need to go confiscate. This is a hopium story. Say, look, well, we got them now. This is not going to happen. So like this reminds me of the reparations. Oh yeah, we're going to give everybody, every black person in California, we're going to give them millions and millions. That's not going to happen. It's a hopium story. Give people something to hold on to latch on to get addicted to, like the hopium that it is. So the people become complacent. They start giving us feeling of entitlement. And then they start getting angry whenever things don't go their way. Lots of related stories. Severe post-vax syndrome. So we've been looking at the long COVID. Has nothing to do with the vax. Immune systems being wiped out. People becoming vulnerable. Dying from a range of things. Now everybody's been transfected. And now we've transitioned from long COVID to the post COVID vax syndrome. And at some point, everybody realizes, oh, everybody's transfected. It's affecting everybody. Now they're wanting to give work permits to illegals that just came across the border because they're having trouble filling job positions. Because it was 7,500 people a day. Now that's closer to 10,000 people per day leaving the workforce. Because of injury and death. People dropping like flies all around us. Then UK triathlete. Post-jab injuries, 11-year-old diagnosed in Germany. Vaccinated mothers who breastfed. Babies have serious reactions, including death. So the genocide is happening all around us. It's just happening in slow motion. And being transfected is affecting the decision-making process. It's the frog in the water that's getting warmer and warmer, and people becoming oblivious. And they're done emotionally. because they've been gaslit back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Their belief system is stressed out, and they are waiting for somebody to tell them what to do. And then that's what the media is. Look, the government's here, and it's here. It's here to help you. Yeah, they're killing us. So as time goes on, people are going to be that frog. The water's going to be boiling them to death, and they're not even going to be reacting to it. Vax injuries, multiple heart attacks, multiple strokes. Nobody is looking into why this is happening because they already know why it's happening. This is genocide. This is what it looks like. You can see, if you go back 3 years, whenever this started, these headlines are reading differently, aren't they? Things have progressed now to this point. Nobody's looking into why. Multiple heart attacks, multiple strokes. We didn't have that at the start. We have it now because the biological weapon is working. At the same time that the media is sending the message out that this is over. Does this look over? No, this is not over. And at some point we're going to get into Plandemic 2. That, listen to Mike Adams, listen to the people he's interviewing, so they say it's going to be way worse than what we've been dealing with. I've noticed an interesting phenomenon regarding vax and injuries. Some people reporting multiple heart attacks, multiple strokes occurring in rapid succession. And expect that curve is going to keep going up and up, and it's going to keep worse, 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 worse. So that's what I'm saying. This could be the top story. But this is way too late. Then this is kind of a funny story for me. France bans short-term flights in bid to cut carbon emissions. Just shaking my head. France is going to cut. So people are going to be inconvenienced. If they can fly there, what's the number here that they made this new law? They're going to cut CO2. We'll go through the links. I'll show you. Carbon dioxide emissions from coal combustion worldwide. I searched for 2023. This is the best I could get for you. As you know, this is the greenhouse emissions by country. 2023, 2021 was the best. And currently, China is building. They're opening two new coal plants per week right now. We'll go through the links and I'll show you. You got China at the top. The line is off the chart. China, greenhouse gas emissions. The United States is up there. And France is, have to look really hard to find that France has having any effect whatsoever on global. And so they're going to cut flights. They have this climate law. I'm just shaking my head. And this story right here kind of boils the blood for me. The Democrats. No border security until citizens accept more poor, illegal, alien, foreign nationals. And it's people like this that are destroying the country. It's people like this that kind of make me angry. Not angry enough to leave the House and do anything about it, like George Washington would. You remember my recommendation is to get out of the way, but what we're getting out of the way of is people just like this that are destroying the country, working hand in hand with Biden administration, corrupt Congress, corrupt judiciary. And Democrats will block a border security bill until Americans accept. We do not need any new security bill. Congress has no credibility to be creating any new laws because they're not providing oversight to ensure the laws already on the books are being enforced. We already have perfectly good immigration laws. It's already illegal to hire an illegal alien foreign national. It's illegal to transport an illegal alien foreign national. Everybody's doing it. They're breaking the law. You don't need new laws. You need the ones you already have enforced. This woman right here is not going to provide any oversight, and she wants people to believe that we're not going to do anything about it. They're not do anything about it. The borders have been wide open, and no matter if they're on the right side or the left side, it's a uniparty. They're just standing back with their hands in the air, watching America being destroyed, and that's what it is. And she's sitting up here, this presumptuous woman, saying that we're not going to do anything until something else happens. No, this kind of thing right here makes me angry. I think it was flooding across. Then the related story is worse. New York Democrats urge Biden to fast-track illegal alien work permits. So that's what I'm talking about. There's lots of job openings and people leaving the workforce. And a lot of that is health-related. And they're losing the house. And then they're living in the car and they lose the car. And if you listen to Jeremiah Babe, he's seeing more and more reports and seeing more and more people living out of dumpsters. That's what's happening right now. So the illegal aliens are being put up in four-star hotels. They're being given food cards and phones and you name it. And the Americans that are being displaced from the workforce by the H-1B, just shared that with you. This is the systematic destruction of the middle class and the Western. This is destruction of Western civilization. That's what it is. It's happening right in front of us. And the thing that that bothers me, or this the entire topic, you know, bothers me. This vast inflow adds up to slightly more than one illegal alien foreign national for every American birth. Roughly one-third of Americans favor migration, while more than two-thirds want less. But the reality is, it doesn't matter what Americans want. It doesn't matter what this woman wants. What matters is the laws that are on the book that aren't being enforced. And for every illegal that comes across the border, that's three more meals per day. That's bath every day. That's resources. That's hospital. That's school. That's for every single one of them that aren't supposed to be here. And the Congress isn't going to do anything about it until you open up your door and let illegal aliens move into your house. How much of this would George Washington take before he did something about it? George Washington fought off the British for much less than what's going on here. Way less than what's going on here. Tyranny. That's what this is. So imagine the life that your children have and their children have and their children have under a situation just like this. Illegals just flooding across the border. And the people that are supposed to be in charge saying, well, we're not going to do anything about it until you open up your doors to the illegal aliens. In the workplace and in the neighborhoods. So think that through. Think it through what she's saying. You have to accept the illegal aliens in the workplace. So give them your jobs. And then into your neighborhoods. So the illegals are coming across. They don't have anything. They only have a suitcase. They're being handed everything. How are they going to move into the neighborhood? Who's going to get them the house? The house that was $150,000, 5 years ago, then it's now $400,000. The prices are getting ready to collapse because all that's artificial. It's the money. Quantitative easing. That is the monster that created the problem in the first place. Now, the raising of the interest rates is destroying everything. At the same time, they're bringing in these illegal aliens. It's infuriating. This is, we're watching the destruction of Western civilization that's happening right before our eyes. And Yellen not prepping for the default. Straight out of money. Continuing. Oh, yeah, June 1st. It's making a lot of people nervous. And there's a lot of people out there with opinions on what it means. And for me, it means we're getting really, really close to the collapse phase starting. And it's being done deliberately. And just remember, no matter what they do, the system is going to collapse. And it's being done deliberately and on purpose. So I was clicking on this and refreshing to see what's coming out. It just says everything's looming. Why even a debt ceiling deal could be bad news for the stock market? We're on the precipice of bad things happening. Either way, at some point, see the $1 trillion that we just spent to push the silver prices down. You know, paper silver is being used to push down the price of silver and gold so that the elite can buy it up. So The more and more the elite are going to buy it up until there's not any more. And they're not going to be able to keep fooling people with the silver paper, the paper silver, the IRAs and such. And then the news is going to come out that the silver short position is not going to be covered anymore. And everybody's going to want physical silver at the same time, and there's not going to be any. And just that, without the supply chain being destroyed, without the stock market crash, without everything else, just that is going to change the entire world. Last time I looked, it was 300 to 350 paper silver contracts for every 1 ounce of physical silver. There was 350 ounces of paper silver. Imagine 350 people all wanting that one piece of silver. That's why I'm saying, if you can get a hold of Dan on a cell phone and get him to send you, if you have the resources, a monster box of silver, 500 pieces, then that is something that is going to be worth a whole lot on the other side of this collapse. If you can wake up and realize that's what you need to do on this side while the opportunity is still available. Because like Steve Quayle says, that silver and gold are going to become unobtainium. You're not going to be able to get it, no matter what the price is. Those of us that have already got our silver, like those of us already have our guns and ammo, I'm talking to a number of, did a lot of that yesterday, to the people that work in the pawn shops, people that buy and sell, that specialize in getting ammo for people. And the ammo that I got for, it was $450 for 1,100 rounds. 7.62x39. It's now $800 to $900 for the same thing. Oh, it's now 89 cents per round. That's the cheapest that he could get right now. And what was way less, way under, it was in the 40 cents, 30 cents. So it's gone up three times for these guys. And rounds that you could get, large quantities, you can't get anymore. Not here, not Northwest Arkansas. So he looked at me and he says, man, what we were able to get you before, you know, it was months ago. He says, you got a really good deal on that. And so imagine where we were compared to where we are now, three times more, to where we're going to be on the other side of what's coming. So doesn't matter if it's silver, doesn't matter if it's your food. Oh, around here we like the green tea. And we were getting getting 12 of them, 12 pack for $3.88. I can remember buying them up to 10 at a time. But I really like them. It's good for you. And the price went up $4, it went up to $5. And we went to get some yesterday and it was $7. And it is, so it's almost doubled from what it was about 6 months ago. That's what's going on in the stores. Just from, I kind of got sticker shock looking at it. More than 30 countries want to join BRICS. It's going to be over 100 countries joining BRICS. Firm support, core interests, which we already know that. They've been working together 20 years, but why is this message being sent today? Zimbabwe and Russia partnering, it's a crucial partner. That is, Russia has so many natural resources to be able, you know, oil and minerals and you name it, fertilizer, the things that BRICS needs. Iran, Indonesia, boost trade. Iran seems to be making friends with everybody now that China is moving in and out of Iran, making peace deals. That is most impressive alliance that's been rekindled by two countries that hated each other the most, Iran and Saudi Arabia. In my view, if Iran and cats and dogs like Iran and Saudi Arabia, if they can be made to join the same alliance and they're working together, reopening embassies together. Anything's possible. Maybe China can hook up North and South Korea. I mean, that would be the ultimate. But I couldn't even imagine Iran and Saudi Arabia. Now Iran and Indonesia? Iran and everybody's looking at China and Iran and the OPEC and much differently. It's making OPEC looking like the peacemakers of the world. And the BRICS nations buying up all the gold. And the Western nations selling the gold. You can see that the power of the New World Reserve Currency, the power with the precious metals, the power with, you know, lithium and, you know, the important minerals and fertilizer and everything that takes for civilization to operate. BRICS is cornering the market on everything. America, where America is right now, it's like America's becoming a nation of shopkeepers rather than manufacturers. That's what happened to the British. When the power went from the British, they wrestled it from the Spanish. And then the British had it. They had the greatest navy and they discovered America and they were doing the thing until we took it from them. And now China and BRICS is taking it from us. World domination. This is the Natural News article, what's going on. Way too little, way too late. You guys send me a lot of this LGBTQ plus, for me, garbage. And it is important. It's the destruction of the family. You can see, just looking at the keywords of what's on this page right now, you see that the LGBTQ and the Satanists and the children, it's all on the same line there. And target. It's all right here. This is the destruction of Western civilization, destruction of the family unit. That's happening. But for me, this is just loaded down with hopium. That is hopium. And they want people to, you know, it's great to have good news. It's great to give people hope and things like that. But take it back to the days of Noah. The world, known world that they, you know, in the land filled with optimistic people, filled with intellectuals. And they wanted to talk about everything under the sun except for the flood. That's what I see going on here. This is all this, everything in Noah's day that wasn't about the flood and preparing for the flood was a distraction. It kept people from preparing. So Noah's out there screaming his head off and they go, oh, that crazy guy. He's building a freaking big boat out in the middle of nowhere. I kind of feel I can relate to that. Out here in the middle of nowhere, Arkansas, you know, 1,400 feet above sea level, in the middle of the country because of what's coming. So for me, all this is opium. And there aren't any good guys that are out there. Doesn't matter if it's DeSantis, doesn't matter if it's Abbott. Illegal alien invasion, for me, they are the commanders of it. And it doesn't matter if it's Trump, doesn't matter who's in the White House, the people calling the shots are in Denver. Doesn't matter who's the puppet, it matters about the puppeteers. And so, the controlled resistance, controlled opposition, that our discussion between myself and David was about Mike Adams and Steve Bannon. How, you know, Steve Bannon's a good guy, and they could be the new George Washington and get things fixed for rebuilding a civilization. None of that's going to happen. That's all hopium, all of it. The Lord God is what's going to intervene at our darkest hour. So I see that as controlled opposition. And more people are writing to me and saying, you know what, you were right about that. You're right about Mike Adams. You're right about Alex Jones. You're right about Trump. You're right about... It's some of you, it takes longer for the hopium to wear off. If it wears off, hopefully you're not mesmerized and you're not placing yourself in a position where you're complacent. And normalcy bias will get you. And then peanut butter hits the fan and you're not prepared. That's the scary part about following the hopium people, controlled resistance operators that are all around us. Look at this, what's happening here right now as a replay of the Satanic Rebellion in the infinite realm where we are gods, where the destruction took place. This is a replay, even if it's 1% of it. But the greatest weapon that was used against us was deception. Lies and deception. That's what destroyed the righteous in the Satanic Rebellion. That's what's going on right here. Almost nothing is as it seems. These are the related stories. The Vax syndrome. Now it's Vax syndrome rather than long COVID. I mean, they're both are running simultaneous, parallel to one another. Then vaccinated mothers who breastfed, babies have serious reactions. Because they're being transfected. Vax injuries, multiple heart attacks, strokes. Interesting phenomenon regarding strokes, cancers, you name it. Fungal infections, you name it. Bacterial infections. Everything, the pestilence is running rampant upon the land. France, just for me, it's funny. Yeah, we're gonna cut carbon emissions. So when you go down here and read, you'll see that if you can take a train and you can get there an hour and a half or 2 hours, then we're gonna cut the flights. But more and more people taking the trains, what's that gonna do? I don't think they're doing the math. And here's the emissions, the carbon dioxide emissions, especially in a teeny little country like France. Let's see, we got China, and this is 2021. I tried to get it newer, but couldn't get it. This number is way out here now. Imagine how it goes up when you open up two new coal plants a week since 2021. This number is way out here. Look how much bigger that is than India that's right next door. But this is billions and billions of people that's right there. United States is about half of what India is. And then Japan. And look at this number and look at these numbers. That's irritating, that little box thingy. But when you get down here, you get to Pakistan at 60. Look, Australia is 151. Then half of that's the Philippines. And then just Mongolia. The thing that you notice, you don't see France in any of these. France is a little teeny speck down here. Mongolia does more. And so it's just ridiculousness. I don't like that show. Greenhouse gas emissions by country. So they have a chart down here somewhere. The full data is down below. See China, United States, metric tons. And I was going to find the link and click on it and see where. Oh, here we go. Let me look closer. Yeah, I remember looking at this before. Where's France at? France. Austria. Am I just missing France? Are you up here? Yeah, there you are, right there. There you go. 293 against 10,000. 293 against 10,000. See, the people of France, the people of the EU, United States, are going to accomplish far more by having some influence over what these guys are doing. Right here. Rather than you thinking, one of these guys down here, that you're going to stop something inside your country. You're going to stop, oh, we're going to have air flights over. Sorry for belaboring it. It just seems so stupid. No border security until, she's telling us how the cow eats the cabbage. And open up your workplaces and open up your neighborhoods to the illegal alien foreign nationals. As if we have a choice. Because nobody's enforcing the law. Now my brother's company is going to do somewhere between $50 and $75 million of work this year in the Tampa, St. Petersburg area. They're going to have more illegal aliens to use to wipe out more companies. Because nobody's going to enforce the law. And guess what? There's a call. There's a call for us to accept more illegal alien foreign nationals in our workplace. They're saying it right here. That's what they want. So what do you think happens on the other side of this lunacy? What happens on the other side of it? If Americans accommodate illegal aliens and make them comfortable, what do you think that's going to do? It's going to open up the floodgates. Every illegal that comes here, I've worked with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of illegals in Florida, in the construction industry. Everyone that I talked to had a cousin, an uncle, a brother, somebody that was coming to join them. Their plan is to work for 5, 6, 7, 8 years and to send all the money they can back to their home country and then to go home and live like kings. I heard it countless times. That's what they're planning to do. So they can work here, send their money back, and they go back rich people. They have servants and stuff in their home countries. That's what they were doing then. And I'm talking, I mean, I haven't been in the masonry trade since, what, I retired out of the union. I stopped working in the union in 2002. I did a little bit of work in Florida, helping a friend of mine with his company. But other than that, out of the construction trade. New York Democrats urge Biden to fast-track. Yeah, urge Biden. Fast-track illegal alien work permits. And why would they go to Biden? That's a congressional thing. Because they want executive orders. Fast-track illegals. This is the link that Dave, that you sent to me. And you told me to start here, and this is the point. And the point was that Elon Musk is sold out to China. And my point is, obviously, China's working with Biden. We've been sold out to China. And so the Department of Justice is not going to have any problem whatsoever with Elon Musk being sold out to China, just like Biden is, just like the CIA is, just like the FBI is. The elite, they're working with China and Russia and BRICS against us. So that's what you think Elon Musk, like Trump, they didn't get to where they are by putting America first, even though that's the slogan. And Trump knows everybody in the world. All these leaders, he knows them. He's been working with them all the time. And he still fast-tracked the biological weapon, didn't he? Operation Warp Speed, that's like his legacy accomplishment. How can that be? Because he's one of them. He's telling you that he's one of them. Even though a lot of people don't want to believe it. You think Trump's going to get elected and be the white knight? The only reason Trump's going to be in the White House is because he's put there by the elite, just like he was the first time. So for me, and this guy looks like he's really patriotic and everything, things are not as they seem. Controlled resistance. That's why, like Steve Mellencamp's song, I'm about to show it to you, that nothing gets done. Oh, I was going to see what Mike Adams did today, and it was noon Eastern time, and the video that he made, the report that he made last night, wasn't up yet. Yellowstone Park just closed down, and this is happening, and you can see that I paid attention to what was going on. This looked like a history lesson of what happened before, and saying, this is what could happen, will happen some point. But by looking at the headline, it looks like this is happening. It looks like something's happening right now. I could not find any evidence. The gurgling is happening. If you look at the scaly maps of the future, you'll see Yellowstone's still there. The entire region is still there because this is a pressure relief mechanism. Yep, a lot of stuff comes out. But that keeps the entire region from rising, like what's going to happen south of them, and then collapsing under the Pacific Ocean. 7-state area south of them is going to go under the ocean. But Yellowstone is going to be preserved because they have pressure relief mechanism. So, yeah, if you're standing right there at Yellowstone, it's going to kill you, but it's going to save the region. That's why I'm in Northwest Arkansas, and I'm on the south side of the Ozarks rather than the north side, because that is a gigantic threat. No doubt about it. It's going to release a pile, just a lot of poison into the air. Power Classic flows. Mount Poppo, they're saying, you better watch out. And you might want to get the heck away from it because, well, we're getting closer and closer to the Black Star. Energy's pushing up quarter two there. And as we get closest, the activity is going to intensify and become a maximum. Earth core is going to start cooling after we pass the Black Star on May 29th. Mass extinction of Earth's wildlife is closer than we think. This is it's showing patterns in the past, and Earth is losing its ability to sustain life. It's happening all around us. You should be able to connect those dots and see it. 23. I thought they were going to push silver right on. They were going to stop supporting stop spending trillions of dollars on pushing the price down. I thought we were to that point. We obviously aren't. So 23, 25. Contact Dan. Find out Buffalo Rounds. That's what I recommend. And ask him about the discount. And you want to know the delivery. Is it 4 days? Is it 4 weeks? And get it on the road. Dow Jones, what's happening at this moment? It's hovering about 230 points below where it started. Then Alex Jones. He's like the ultimate controlled resistance operator, controlled opposition, in my view. And Americans awaken to deep state coup. Globalists accelerate. So more and more news coming out. The FBI, CIA, if it's a lettered agency, it was helping Biden get elected. That's what they've been doing since the peanut farmer. That's how Trump got elected. That's how Biden, that's how the illegal alien, Barry Satoru, and Michael, his trans husband, wife, whichever it is. I guess he's the wife, Michael. Then what a pair. Then anyway, OpenAI threatened with landmark defamation lawsuit. So for me, AI is like a hammer. It's like a gun. Hammers and guns don't kill people. AI don't kill people, but people kill people. AI can be used to kill people, most certainly. And since that's what the agenda is, global genocide, that's what we should expect to happen. Great, great potential, great capability. If I had more resources, then I would be putting together an AI system, a network, to protect the survival group. And have automated firearms and automated robot dogs and you name it. If I had the resources. Killer bees kill 6 people. Alaska family all found dead, homicide, suicide. And I'm seeing more and more reports of people that are realizing that the bees aren't present yet. So I could have planted my wildflowers a little sooner, but I'm not seeing a lot of bees yet, but there's not a lot of flowering yet in the garden. John Mellencamp nailed it with his song, Land of Plenty, Where Nothing Gets Done. That's what this lady's talking about. And yes, CIA and the FBI will rig the 2024 election. They've been rigging elections since the peanut farmer. And all of a sudden, it's a big deal. Americans dumpster diving to survive, running out of cash, losing the inflation fight. So discretionary income is being wiped out. So if your business depends on discretionary income, you're feeling it. I'm feeling it. That's that's Biden economy. And going to town, then we have, talk to people at the gun shop, people at the pawn shop, people at the health food store, and more the conversation ultimately gets to the Biden economy and how it's affecting everybody. Stocks will drop 45% if the U.S. defaults on its debt. And the destruction is going to happen either way. It's just going to be a shot in the arm if they kick the can down the road, but then there's going to be the destruction is going to be on the other side. The system is going to collapse when the House of Rothschild says so. So those of you looking for market indicators and things like that, as if it's a real economy, you're gonna miss the boat. Because it's not real, it's all fake. You have to hear this insurance insider, food shortage, empty shelf reports. This guy's giving pretty good, the Poplar report, pretty good, boots on the ground type information. Experts track new tick species and diseases in Maine. He's given some of the numbers, and this is bacterial infection. I've had Lyme disease. Half the people that contract Lyme disease never get it out of their bodies. They live with it. It continues to kill them. It's a soft kill biological weapon. It's what it is. It's what it was engineered for. And nanosilver, stay on your nanosilver. I feel much better having the EMP devices connected and being on my nanosilver every single day. Because if I get outside, the ticks are out there. We treated the yard and everything. They still climb in the trees. I have some more tree trimming to do. And they drop on you. And if I get bit, then I was really, really scared of that before nanosilver. And now I stay on my regimen and I have some peace of mind. And if I do get bit, because I've been bit a couple times, then I'm on my nanosilver. And then I take 500 parts per million, put it right on there. Biggest car market crash of our lifetime has begun. Auto prices are set to plummet. For me, we're still in the contagion phase as far as the overall economy collapsing. So this is an indicator. This is that the sickness is getting worse. The contagion is spreading right here. And if you've protected yourself because you saw this coming, the thing to realize is the threat is from the neighborhood. It's from people that are out there that are not prepared. And eventually, your preps is what they want. Eventually. So you are a resource for those in your environment. And so security is super, super important. Working together with like-minded people. Working together with the neighbors. But then working together with your neighbors so that they don't become Mad Max. Let's see if Brad has got his new video out. 1 hour ago, nuclear weapons evacuated. Senators warned to get ready. He's probably talking about the sat phones that they have. Members of government told what is about to happen. More and more people realize something imminent is right there, and it could happen at any moment. Identify your threats, create your contingencies, just like this. What happens when the power goes off? What happens when your vehicle doesn't work? Watch, if you haven't seen it, Dragon Day. Just Google Dragon Day. You can watch it for free on YouTube. And look at the scenario. I think it's going to closely mirror. We've been sold out to China. You'll see Chinese troops. You know, there'll be a commander there working with the Americans, and we've been sold out. And the scenario we're about to go through is going to be worse than the Dragon Day scenario. That's what it looks like. Because in that scenario, I mean, there were Chinese here, but there wasn't tens of thousands of Chinese here like we have in the real world right now. And foreign nationals from the Middle East. Foreign nationals from all over the world here. And looks to me like terror cells that are being formed, and they're just waiting for activation. And my guess is they don't have to be told to wait for a key headline or anything like that. I think they're being told, you're going to know when to activate because something ginormous is going to happen. On this collapse, what we're looking at here. When you look at the NASA, there's a link in all the description boxes. When you look at that strategy, the war 2025, the NASA warfare strategy, then shock and awe is the key part of it. Biological weapons and AI, it's all there, written out. The Navy carriers being destroyed. You see, whenever that happens, these terror cells are going to know to activate. It's going to change the whole world. It's going to happen. Project Sandman, that destruction that's going to happen. You're talking about the markets are going to collapse. It's not going to be because of announcement or debt. We're not going to make this debt ceiling. It's not going to be something like that. It's going to be because the U.S. Navy is destroyed in a day. So the people that are here, the terror cells, they don't need to be told what's going to happen. They're going to say, you'll know. Because it's going to be massive chaos whenever it happens. And those of us that I don't feel like that I'm prepared even now. So I'm preparing every single day the best of my God-given ability in hopes of being able to hold out through the darkest hour until the Lord God brings us home. That's the plan. That includes having backup power and EMP shield and vehicle and backup water and garden and you guys get the picture. Guns, ammo, and, you know, for self-defense and things. Appreciate your support again. Get more information right here at tarot03.com. Everybody's received their tracking number. Quite a number of nanosilver orders being placed. You don't have to use PayPal if you don't want to. You can write to me at this email address right here, and I'll send you a notification. Just tell me what you want. I can send you a notification. You can use Zelle, you can use Cash App. Give you a P.O. box if that's what you want to do. So I can help you, and you can help as many people as possible. That's one way to build a support group, is to have the ability to neutralize the biological weapon threat that's going to become so real it's going to be right up in our faces whenever the biological weapon is activated. So packaging, so all your packages, all the orders you made were shipped on Tuesday. Next shipping day is going to be this coming Friday. So normally it's only Fridays that they're shipping, but if you guys really order over a weekend, which you did this weekend, then I will get those things all packaged up and we will ship them on Tuesday, like we just did. So next shipping is on Friday, and the next shipping after that I expect would be the following Friday. So get your order in now, and you'll be shipping. And I noticed in sending the tracking numbers this morning that some of you, even though it was just shipped yesterday, you're getting your package tomorrow. Shipping has only taken 2 days in some places in the United States, if you're kind of near. They were Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Everybody should get your package before, you know, by this Saturday from the USPS. Appreciate your support very, very much. Get more information right here at tarot03.com. I'll see you on the next Black Star Update report, the full report that's coming out tomorrow.